This is the Sakar Moli of the 5th of July 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father is teaching you in order to make you into beautiful deities. The foundation of your beauty is purity. Question: what is the sign of the moths who sacrifice themselves to the spiritual flame? Answer 1. Moths who sacrifice themselves to the flame know him accurately as he is, and they remember him accurately. 2. To sacrifice oneself means to become equal to the Father. 3. To sacrifice oneself means to claim a right to a kingdom that is higher than the Father's. Song. The flame has ignited in the gathering of moths. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard a line of the song. Who is explaining this? The spiritual father. He is also called the flame. He has been given many names. There is also a great deal of praise of the father. This is the praise of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father has come as the flame for you moths. When moths see a flame, they sacrifice themselves onto it and leave their bodies. Many moths surrender their lives to a flame. Especially at Deepmala, many lamps are lit. Therefore, many tiny insects die at night. You children now know that our Baba is the Supreme Spirit. He is also called Hussein. He is very beautiful because he is ever pure. When souls become pure, they receive pure and naturally beautiful bodies. Souls remain pure when they are in the land of peace. When they first come here to play their parts, they are Sato Pradhan. Then they become Sato, Rajo and Tamo. From being beautiful, they become ugly. That is, they become impure. When souls are pure, they are said to be golden-aged. They then receive golden-aged bodies. The world becomes old and new. The beautiful Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, to whom people have been calling out, O Shiv Baba, on the path of devotion, that incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has now come to change impure souls into pure souls and make them beautiful. It isn't that the souls of those who are beautiful nowadays are pure, no. Although someone's body may be beautiful, that soul is impure. People abroad are so beautiful. You know that Lakshmi and Narayan have golden-aged beauty, whereas people here have the beauty of hell. Human beings don't know about these things. It is only explained to you children that the beauty here is for hell. We are all becoming naturally beautiful for heaven. We will remain that beautiful for 21 births. The beauty that people have here only lasts for one birth. When Baba comes here, not only does he make the human beings of this world beautiful, he makes the whole world beautiful. In the new world of the Golden Age, there are only beautiful deities. You are now studying to become like them. The Father is also called the Flame, but he is, in fact, the Supreme Soul. Just as each of you is called a soul, so he is also called the Supreme Soul. You children sing praise of the Father and the Father praises you, children. I make you so elevated that your status becomes even higher than mine. No one knows me as I am, what I am, or how I play my part. You children now understand how you souls come from the supreme abode to play your parts. You belonged to the Shudra clan and have now come into the Brahmin clan. This is your clan. This clan isn't for those of other religions. Other religions don't have clans. Christians just have the one clan. They just continue to be Christians. Yes, they too become Sato, Rajo and Tamo, but otherwise these clans only belong to you. The world too goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The Unlimited Father sits here and explains this world cycle. The Father, who is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of purity, himself says, I don't take rebirth. Although people celebrate the birthday of Shiva, they don't know when he comes. They don't even know his life history. The Father says, every cycle I explain to you children about what I am, how I am, what part I have in me, and how this world cycle continues to turn. You know that you became Tamo Pradhan as you continued to come down the ladder. You are the ones who take 84 births. Those who come later also have to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. When you become Tamo Pradhan, the whole world becomes Tamo Pradhan. Surely then you have to become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. This world cycle continues to turn. It is now the Iron Age. Then after this, the Golden Age will come. The period of this Iron Age has come to an end. The Father says, I have entered an ordinary body exactly as I did in the previous cycle in order to teach you children Raja Yoga once again. Nowadays there are many yogas. Yoga to become a barrister, yoga to become an engineer. In order to become a barrister, the intellect yoga has to be linked to a barrister. They think, we are becoming barristers. Therefore we remember the one who is teaching us. Their fathers are different. If they had a guru, they would remember him. Nevertheless, their intellect yoga would be with the barrister. It is the soul that studies. It is the soul that becomes a barrister or a judge through his body. You children are now instilling sanskars in yourselves to become soul conscious. You have been body conscious for half a cycle. The Father says, now become soul conscious. The sanskars for studying are in the souls. It is a human soul that becomes a judge. We are now becoming deities, the masters of the world, and the one who is teaching us is Shiv Baba, the Supreme Soul. He is the ocean of knowledge, peace and prosperity. Platefuls of jewels have been portrayed emerging from the sea. Those aspects that the Father has to refer to belong to the path of devotion. The Father explains, these are the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. You become very wealthy with the jewels of this knowledge, and you also receive very many diamonds and jewels. Each of these jewels is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. they make you so wealthy. You know that Bharat was a viceless world. Pure deities used to reside there. They have now become impure and ugly. This is a meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. Only when souls are in bodies are they able to listen. The Supreme Soul also enters a body. The home of souls and the Supreme Soul is the abode of peace. There is no sound or movement there. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes here to meet you, children. He meets you through this body. There it is the home where you rest. You children are now at the most elevated confluence age, whereas the rest of the world is in the Iron Age. The Father sits here and explains these things. They incur a lot of expense on the path of devotion. They make many pictures. They build very big temples. Otherwise, they could also keep a picture of Sri Krishna at home. Those pictures are very cheap. So why do they go so far away to the temples? That is the path of devotion. Those temples, etc., don't exist in the Golden Age. People there are worthy of being worshipped. In the Iron Age, they are worshippers. You are now at the confluence age and becoming worthy of worship deities. You have now become Brahmins. At this time, your last effort-making bodies are your most valuable ones. Each of you earns a lot of income while you are in it. You eat and drink with the Unlimited Father. You too used to call out to him. You don't say, "I eat with Sri Krishna." You remember the Father. You say, "You are the mother and father." A child continues to play with his father. You wouldn't say that all of you are the children of Sri Krishna. All souls are the children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. It is souls who say through their bodies, "When you come, we will eat and play with you. We will do everything with you." You say, "Bap Dada." Therefore, this is like a family. There are Bap, Dada, and you children. This Brahma is an unlimited creator. The Father enters him and adopts him. He says to him, "You are mine." This is a mouth-born creation. A wife too is adopted. She too is a mouth-born creation. Her husband would say, "You are mine." Then he creates a physical creation with her. From where did this system start? The Father says, "I adopted this one. Through him I adopt you. You are my children. However, this one is male." Therefore, Saraswati was also adopted in order to look after all of you. She was given the title of mother. There is the river Saraswati. This river is the mother, whereas the father is the ocean. This one has emerged from the ocean. A huge gathering takes place where the river Brahmaputra meets the ocean. At no other place does such a large gathering take place. That is a gathering, Mela, of rivers. This is the gathering, Mela, of souls and the Supreme Soul, and it takes place when he enters a body. The Father says, "I am Hussein. I enter this one every cycle." This is predestined in the drama. The whole world cycle is now in your intellects. Its duration is 5,000 years. From this unlimited film, they create limited films. Whatever happened in the past, it then becomes the present. The present then becomes the future, which is then called the past. How long does it take for it to become the past? How much time has passed since you went into the new world? 5,000 years. Each of you is now becoming a spinner of the discus of self-realization. You explain that you were first Brahmins and that you then became deities. You children are now receiving your inheritance of the land of peace and the land of happiness from the Father. The Father comes and establishes three religions at the same time. Then he inspires the destruction of all the other religions. You have found the Satguru, the Father, who takes you back. You call out, "Take us into salvation. Let this body die. Show me a way to shed my body and go to the land of peace." This is why people go to gurus. However, those gurus can't enable you to leave your body and take you with them. Only the one Father is the purifier. Therefore, when he comes, souls surely have to be made pure. Only the Father is called the death of all deaths, the great death. He makes them all shed their bodies and takes them back home. That one is the supreme guide. He takes all souls back home. These bodies are dirty, and we want to become free from the bondage of them. As we shed our bodies, we can become free from their bondage. You are now being released from devilish bondages and being taken into divine relationships of happiness. You know that you will go to that land of happiness via the land of peace. You also know how you will then come into this land of sorrow. Baba comes to make you beautiful from ugly. The Father says, "I am also your true, obedient Father." A father is always obedient to his children. He serves them so much. He incurs so much expense to educate his children. Then he gives all his wealth and property to them and goes into the company of holy men. He makes his children more elevated than himself. This father too says, "I make you into double masters." You become the masters of the world and also the masters of Brahmand. You are worshipped in two ways. You are worshipped as souls and also worshipped as the deity clan. I am only worshipped in one way, in the form of a Shivlingam. I don't become a king. I serve you so much. So why do you forget such a father? O souls, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, so that your sins can be absolved. Whom have you come to? First Bap, the Father, and then Dada. First there is the Father, and then the great-great-grandfather, Adidev, Adam, because there are many generations. Would anyone call Shiv Baba the great-great-grandfather? He makes you elevated in every respect. You have found such a Baba. So why do you forget him? How would you become pure if you forget him? The Father shows you ways to become pure. Only by your having this remembrance will the alloy be removed from you. The Father says, sweetest, lovely children, renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious. You also have to become pure. Lust is the greatest enemy. Become pure in this one birth for my sake. A physical father would also say, don't perform any dirty acts. Maintain the honour of my beard. Keep my honour. The Parlokic father also says, I have come to purify you. Therefore don't make your face dirty. Otherwise you will cause my honour to be lost. The honour of all Brahmins and the father will be lost. Some write, Baba, I have fallen and dirtied my face. The father says, I have come to make you beautiful, and you have dirtied your face. In order to become ever beautiful, you do have to make some effort. Atcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Your last effort-making body is your most valuable one. You have to earn a lot of income with that body. Eat and drink with the unlimited father and experience all relationships with him. 2. Don't perform any such act through which the honour of the Brahmin family and the father's honour would be lost. Be soul conscious and become completely pure. Have remembrance to remove all the old alloy from you, a soul. Blessing. May you entertain your mind and become an embodiment of what you hear and so become a constantly powerful soul. Every day put thoughts of zeal and enthusiasm into your mind for yourself and others. Become an embodiment of those thoughts yourself and also use those thoughts to serve others. Your life will then constantly become full of enthusiasm, and you will also give enthusiasm to others. Just as you have entertainment programs, in the same way, make a daily program to entertain your mind and become an embodiment of whatever you hear, and you will thereby become powerful. Slogan. Before changing others, first of all change yourself. This is being wise and sensible. Avyakt signal. Accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. The facility for the fastest service is the power of pure and elevated thoughts. Father Brahma always cooperated in the expansion of service through the method of having elevated thoughts. If the method is intense, then the expansion is also fast. In the same way, you children also have to become full of elevated and pure thoughts. Om Shanti.